it was a traumatic event for a very, very long time. We were wondering if the village would ever come back from that disaster, because they lost the children, but the parents were devastated, absolutely devastated. The parents that had children felt guilty that their child had survived, but maybe a couple of their neighbours had lost their children. They didn't do much, I don't think, for the parents at this point, but I think the people of Aberfan tried to heal themselves by doing things in the community. Like, there was a lot of dramatic societies, there were lots of choirs, there were lots of trips to try and get the parents sort of living a life again, more social. At the time, it was devastating. I mean, they were talking about money, but it needed more than money. Money was going to be great, but it wasn't going to repair the terrible sort of sense of loss. It needed some sort of, like, I don't know, some sort of therapy. It is shameful that it hadn't been in control of these tips, and especially one so close to where people lived. It's amazing in Wales how much water there is on the top of the mountain. You think it wouldn't be there, but if I used to go up the beacons, I used to be absolutely amazed how many waterfalls were sort of running down the side of the mountain, and that they should put a tip next to a stream. It seems to me that we are dealing with people who didn't know what they were doing. I think we are not so laid back in accepting anymore. I think people are far more militant, and if they think that there's a problem, they will act on it. And even that makes them feel guilty, because they feel if they had been giving more pressure to the call board about this tip before then, their children could have been saved.